Okay, Chevra, let's continue to learn what we're up to. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The last thing that we did was the Gemara about Bishas Hasakana Minicha Al Shulchano V'dayo. We quickly went through the fact that when the Gemara says Bishas Hasakana, you put the Ner Chanukah on your table. So there is a machlokas harishonim as to how expansively we take Shas Hasakana. Do I assume that Shas Hasakana only means when it's like actually dangerous and only at that time? Or is Shas Hasakana a wild and fancy way of saying b'di'eved? Right? So the Ritva took the approach that Shas Hasakana means b'di'eved, and therefore the Ritva had the chiddush that whenever the wind is blowing outside, you can just put your Neros Chanukah on the table. And you don't have to light outside at all. We noted already that for the Ritva in the Sugya of the Zman of Hadlakas Neros. So if I'm lighting late, I could just light inside because there's like two tracks, or two masculum in the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. The impression that you get from the Bali Hatosis and the other Rishonim is that no, Shas HaSakana has to be a real Shas HaSakana. Some Rishonim have the term Shas HaShmar. In other words, you really have to light Neros Chanukah outside. But if it's a dangerous situation, or even if I don't say it has to be really pekuach nefesh, but it's a uncomfortable situation, then I'm allowed to light inside, and that seems to be the other approach. So it's not just a way of saying that you yotzei bidi eved all the time. Zak the Gemara, Amar Rava. Now I should point out that there are two girsos in this Gemara. In the razzle-dazzle, fancy, ozer hadar Gemara is the fly, so there is a girs on the side that says Rabba instead of Rava. This will actually be half important in 1 minute. So Rava says, Tzarech ner acheres. Right? And then there are two words, lehishtamesh la'ora. Look at the gra. What does the gra do with these two words? Tuf aleph mem. What does that stand for? Anyone? Dun, 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 dun. Tuf aleph mem? What? too local. Tuf aleph mem, the Gray uses all the time. It means tevos elu michukim. These words are erased. And hence, the words in the gra of lehishtamesh la'ora are put in parentheses. Usually, for some reason, the convention in Gemara is that the words that you read are in brackets, the words that you don't read are in parentheses, no? So, what the Gra is saying is that we delete the words, l'hishtamish l'ora, and for the Gra, the Gemara simply reads, tzarech ner acheres. So, what we'll have to try to figure out, obviously, is why is the Gra doing this, and is there any halachic nafgamina of deleting these words? Then the Gemara says, I'ika madura lo tzarech. If there is a madura is what, like a bonfire or something? So then you don't need a ner acheres. But if there's an adam choshuv, afa gavdi ika madura tzarech ner acheres. If you have an adam choshuv, by the way, this is a good test of people. What does it mean to be an adam choshuv? You don't, what? You don't? You're wealthy? That's what you said?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think that's exactly. Look at Rashi. What is an Adam Chashuv? She'eino ragil lehishtamesh la'ar hamadura. A Chashuv person means that he does not use a bonfire. Okay, this is a good test. Right? So the definition of being Chashuv is that you don't use a bonfire. Basically, I think the idea is that a bonfire gives off a tremendous amount of fire, a tremendous amount of light, I should say, and I can't really do stuff with a bonfire. I can't read well at a bonfire, no? Even though there is... Were you ever in camp? Right? So you ever tried to read at a bonfire? Besides the fact that you get, like, soot on your face and whatever, it's kind of gross, but bonfires are not great for reading. If you want to read, you need light that is smaller and more concentrated. If you have a big ton of light, right, it's not going to be good for reading. So an Adam Chashuv, right, and maybe it means a wealthy person, maybe a poor person uses the same fire for heating the home that he or she uses for reading, But an Adam Chashuv will not use a Madura for their own activities. And that's what the Gemara says, which is just an interesting side point that the definition of being Chashuv means you don't use a Madura. Okay, great. So the Gemara says that you need a Ner Acheres. Why? What's going on here? So how do we usually understand this? What did we learn in grade school?
What?
A shamish, right? And remembering as kids, I was actually the shamish in my nursery Chanukah play, by the way. Like, I know you're all jealous, but like, I was the shamish. The idea of a shamish usually is understood that you're not supposed to get benefit from the Chanukah candles, and the shamish helps you, or it gives you permission to benefit from the Chanukah candles. Is that correct? That is conventional understanding of Judaism?
It gives you permission to benefit from the Chanukah candles?
That's one way of saying it. How do you want to disagree with that point, Michal?
So you're using that way.
Huh? Yeah. Okay, so another way of saying it, and this is going to be a machlokas poskim, that when I have the shamish, I'm not benefiting from the Chanukah candles, I'm benefiting from the shamish. No? That's another approach. But how does Rashi learn?
You need it for a heker.
So what does that mean? So l'cha'ora, what Rashi means is, I have to be able to identify that these candles are Chanukah candles. The only way I know that they're Chanukah candles, as opposed to candles that give me illumination, is because I have another candle that can give me illumination. Memela, these have to be Chanukah candles, no? That's what Rashi is saying. You get the impression from Rashi that this has nothing to do with whether or not you're allowed to use the Chanukah candles. It has nothing to do with Asur l'hishtamesh l'ar haner. Rashi is saying, I need a ner acheres for heker. Point one, correct? Or point five, I'm not counting. Now, in context, this Gemara is coming right after the previous Gemara, which is when, it's always like that actually, but this Gemara is coming right after the time of Shas Hashmad, Raminicha al Shulchano Vidayo. So that means what we're saying is that my Chanukah candle is on my dining room table, on my kitchen table, and then it looks like a regular candle, so then I need a heker. But let's say I light my Chanukah candles shelo b'shas hashmad. Let's say I'm lighting my Chanukah candles outside. Do I need a heker?
Not
according. No, right? L'cha ora, according to Rashi, the heker is only when I have a Chanukah candle that's inside to show that this is a ner shel mitzvah. It has nothing to do with whether or not I'm using the neros, right? For Rashi, the idea is I need a heker, but I don't need a heker when the candle's outside, because let's be honest, right? This is like a no da heki moment, right? Usually when you use a candle, you don't have it outside of the house. So if my candle's outside, so feshteitzach, okay, that's a good Yiddish word, feshteitzach means we understand that it's not a candle that I'm using. Correct? Sophia, how are you?
I'm all right. Just according to that's a Mahadran and a Mahadran, like either way, like if you're not lighting one candle, like, most people wouldn't light eight candles on their kitchen table.
So
like I feel like there is heker in that, like, on the first night maybe not, but, like
on the eighth night you're not gonna have. So I was thinking about that. Then I remember that one of my rebbeim was losing his eyesight, and he used to have like a bunch of lamps on his table in the Beis Medrash in order to be able to read. So one could argue that you have a bunch of candles, and they're all there for illumination. People don't know how bad your eyes are.
Right. I guess I'm just thinking in the world where there's light bulbs. I don't know.
Yeah, so, no light bulbs, right? This is before Edison.
Right.
Okay, so One thing, though, I see from Rashi is that the Ner Acheres is there for Heker, and I sent you to the Baal HaMo'er and to the Ran. Right? So what does the Baal HaMo'er say? First of all, who was the Baal HaMo'er? When and where did he live? Zerachya HaLevi. And when and where did he live? Zerachya HaLevi is the Baal HaMo'er. Very good. And he lived in the town of Lunel. Right? Ma'or means light. Right? In Moed, it's called the Ma'or HaKatan because you assume that Moed is easy. But when you learn Nezikin, it's called the Ma'or HaGadol because, say, the Nezikin is very difficult. You need more light. It's not that. Now, he lived in the town of Lunel. Lunel sounds like moon. Right? It's a town where... Where is Lunel, by the way? It's in Provence, right? Lunel is in Provence, which is, where is Provence?
France.
It's the, which part of France? North or south? The southern part of France. It's the it's called the French Riviera, which is a vacation area today. And the culture of Provence was different than the culture of northern France. Kayadua, there weren't that many Jews in northern France. There's a larger Jewish culture in Provence. Wonderful. The Baal HaMo'er comments that you need a Ner Acheres. Like Rava says, De Omar Rava, Tzarech Ner Acheres Hishtamish La'ora, Va'afilu Man De Omar Mutu Hishtamish La'ora, Ko Tashma Sheba Olam, B'ha De Rava Moda Shetzarech Ner Acheres Shelo Yehe Haroa Omer Letzarko Hu Da'adlaka. Says the Baal HaMo'er, that even if you hold that it's mutar lahishtamesh la'ora, you still need a ner acheres, because people will otherwise say that it's not a mitzvah candle, it's just a candle for common use. Now, the Baal HaMo'er seems to be saying even more than that. He seems to be saying that this is Rava. We had at the beginning of our Gemara, right, the sugya of psilos ushmanim sha'amru chachamim. Remember this? On Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. So Rav Huna says that Mutter Lehishtamesh La'ora, right? And Rav Huna is explained by none other than Rava. So what the Baal HaMo'er seems to be saying is that it's Rava Lashitaso, right? That Rava who holds Mutter Lehishtamesh La'ora, Afilu Hachi, Rava says, I need a Ner Acheres. Because this other candle is not here to allow me to be mishtamesh la'ar haner, because I'm allowed to be mishtamesh la'ar haner anyway. That's, I think, the way the Baal HaMo'er is learning the Gemara. Now, the problems with the Baal HaMo'er are one of two things. Or we'll say two things. Problem one is, he's obviously assumed that the Girsan or Gemara is Rava, not Rabba. Okay, that's not such a big deal. But he's assuming that Rava holds that it's mutar l'shtamesh la'ora. L'cha'ora, if you read the Gemara earlier, Rava is not saying that. Rather, what Rava is saying is that aliba d'Rav Huna, it's mutar l'shtamesh la'ora. Right? I don't know Rava's own opinion. Right? Rava is saying, right, my time of d'Rav Huna. But nonetheless, the Baal HaMo'er is assuming... the Baal HaMo'er is assuming that mutar l'shtamesh... That Rava holds mutar l'shtamesh la'ora, and afilu hachi, Rava says you need a ner acheres. Good. Look at the Ran. Right, the Ran again in my Gemara. You have to turn a page. It's on Tesam Abayz Bedape Harif. Over Rava v'tzarch ner acheres l'shtamesh la'ora. So look at the Ran. Nearly, dinihi de Rava mode de osur lehishtamesh laura, the cave on shekain pshita, de tsarach near acheres. Did you notice this? What's the Ran saying? Rava holds it's osur lehishtamesh laura, and if of course I need another candle lehishtamesh, right? So why do you have to say it? If you hold Osir L'shtamesh La'ora, of course you need a candle. Right? That's the Ran's question. So again, this is interesting, because the Ran is saying that Rava holds it's also a Hishtamish La'orah, which, by the way, I don't have a clear sense from the previous Gemara whether Rava is only speaking Bidas, Rav Huna, or Rava himself holds it's Mutar L'Hishtamish La'orah. I don't have a clear sense, but, okay, it's fair to disagree about that. Nonetheless, the Ran wants to learn the Gemara. Who wants to tell me how? Speak louder, Talia. Shas HaSakana, and therefore... So what the Ran is saying is Azoi, I'm going to be Mishtamish La'or Haner. Why? Because the candle is on my kitchen table, and when the candle is on my kitchen table, of course I'm going to be benefiting from those candles, right? From those Hanukkah candles, without question. Nonetheless, I still need a Ner Acheres because I want a Heker that the candle is a mitzvah candle, and even though I'm using it, still I need a heker that it's a mitzvah candle. Nachon? Okay, let's take a deep breath now. According to the Ran, when the candle is on my kitchen table, is it mutar l'hishtamesh la'ora or is it asur l'hishtamesh la'ora?
It's
asur, but you're forced to. I think that's a reasonable read, right? In other words, I'm doing an Avera, no? There are times, they say that the rugged shover used to constantly learn, even when he was getting his hair cut, and he wasn't wearing a yarmulke, he would learn. And they say, how can you learn when you're not wearing a yarmulke? So he said, this should be my worst Avera. You know, sometimes you have to do something that you realize is wrong, but okay, you don't have a choice, no? So you're going to be Mishtamish L'Or Haner, you're using the Hanukkah candles, they're on your kitchen table, but still, we're kind of mitigating the Avera. People might think that this is only candles that I'm using, and that it's not a mitzvah candle, so to show that it's a mitzvah candle, but I'm still doing it as an Avera, so I need a Ner Acheres. That's the way the Ran is learning the Gemara according to Talia. Okay, that's one approach. Anyone want to take a different approach to the Ran? Talia? Okay. Try it.
You could also say that once it's inside, that doesn't apply that it's Asar L'Shamesh, and you can use it. But then, because it's Mutar L'Shamesh, then you need the extra
hand. Nachon. You could learn that once the candle is inside, this the Isar L'Hishtamesh Ar Haner does not apply. And there is a line in the Mordechai somewhere, which I'd have to find again, where the Mordechai writes that the Isar L'Hishtamesh La'ar Haner is only when the candles are outside. When the candles are inside, there is no Isar L'Hishtamesh La'ar Haner. But, in other words, we could argue that that would be along the lines that when the candles are inside, it's not really near Chanukah. It's like some other mitzvah. Shas HaSakana is like a different mitzvah. It's not the real mitzvah of Neris Chanukah. Therefore, what's it called? Therefore, it's Mutar L'Hishtamesh L'Or Haner. I'm not, it's not the real full-fledged mitzvah of Neris Chanukah with all the pratim, including Asur L'Hishtamesh La'or Haner, but still, I want to show that it's some sort of mitzvah, so I have a heker. Right? In other words, according to the second Mahalach in the Ran, what we're saying is, when it's inside, who says there's an Asur L'Hishtamesh La'or Haner? I really wanted to give you that Maramakum in the Mordechai, but I can't seem to find it now. Maybe it's in the Hagos Mordechai at the end. Second. Now, if you remind me, Belina, I will try to send you where this Mordechai is. But there is a Mordechai who says this. You have to take my word on it for now. Oh, In other words, the Mordechai is saying that there's a number of exceptions when the candle's inside. Oh, did we have this? Did we do it in the sugya the Zman? Right? In the sugya of Mishatishka Chama Shatichla Rego Menashuk. So the Mordechai writes that when you're lighting inside, you could light even after that Zman. You don't need the shear of oil even. You could just have a tiny drop of oil. And he says it's Mutar L'shtamish Arhan Ner. The Mordechai basically writes that when you're lighting inside, all the rules of Neris Chanukah fall by the wayside. And if the Ran assumes that way, so then it's a Mutar L'shtamish Arhan Ner when you're lighting inside. Now, what's the nafkamina for this? So there's a Magen Avraham in Simin Tafresh Ayin Ches. It goes like this. The Gemara says, if I have a choice between Neros Shabbos and Neros Chanukah, which one comes first? Let's say I only have $1. Which one do I buy? A Shabbos candle or a Chanukah candle? Shabbos candle. Why? Shalom Bayis trumps all. Right? Shalom Bayis is a very important principle in Judaism. So Neros Shabbos beat Neros Chanukah. Says the Magen Avraham, you know what? That's only true at the time when they're lighting Neros Chanukah outside. But once you light Neros Chanukah inside, so what you could do is double dip. Right? The Hail Your Double Dip of Seinfeld. So you could have one candle that's going to be both Neros Chanukah and Neros Shabbos. So I'm going to light inside, and then it's going to be a Shabbos candle, which I'm using, but it's also going to be a Chanukah candle, which I'm using. And even though what I'm doing on some level is wrong, because I'm using my Chanukah candle, and I'm not supposed to, but I don't really have a choice. And that would seem to be like the first Mahalach in the Ran. The approach when the Ran is saying that, yeah, it's B'shas HaSakona, so you're lighting inside, and you're doing an Aveira when you're using the candle, but you don't really have a choice, so, okay. Rachel Fried.
This might just be another thing on me, but don't we have a principle of being able to say Kalilos Kalilos? Like, you're not allowed to use one item to perform multiple mitzvahs?
Yeah. So Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos means like I shouldn't use the same kos of Yayin, like for, let's say, Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah, right? You shouldn't use the same kos Yayin for both. So you're saying over here, there's also Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, I'm using the same Chetzosho Mitzvah. I mean, usually Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos is one after the other, if they're happening at the same time, if I do two mitzvahs simultaneously, it's the same thing. If I give food to a poor man on Purim, so I'm yotze both mishloach manos and matanos avionim. No.
Those are like same topic. Yeah.
It's the same purpose. Mm-hmm. And then we have to think about it. It's an interesting question. It requires a little bit of thought. But, okay, I mean, the Magen Avraham paskens, right, that you light a candle and it counts as a Chanukah / Shabbos candle, and you're doing an Aveira by using it, but that's what you should do because you have no money. And the Mishnah Brura quotes that the El Yerabah and the Lavush and other Achronim, this is all in Tafresh Ayin Ches. The Mishnah Brura quotes that many Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham and say, you know what, the halach in Shulchan Aruch, that near Shabbos beats near Chanukah, seems to be true at all times, even when you're lighting inside. So therefore, you'll assume that that candle's a near Shabbos, and you're not yet saying near is Chanukah, because you don't have a choice. So obviously, this issue relates to the pshat in the Ran. But let's go further. There's a machlokes in the Bir Halacha in Tafresh Ayin Gimel. I know I should have given these makoros beforehand, but I didn't. Okay, so you'll look it up after. So in the Bir Halacha, Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Si'if Aleph, Dibra Hamasko, Yiyeh. So the Bir Halacha discusses the question that we were talking about 7.25 minutes ago, which is when I have the Ner Nosaf, when I have the Shamish, am I allowed to get Hana'ah from the Chanukah candles also? And that, we usually assume, I think, that no, you can't. But that's not so pashut. You see, this probably depends on what's the reason why I need a ner nosaf. No? Why do I need the extra candle? One approach is that's considered bizoy mitzvah. It's an insult to the mitzvah if I use the mitzvah item for a tashmish of chol. If that's the case, so when they have a combination, they have a mitzvah item and a non-mitzvah item, is it mutter to use it? Maybe, because I'm not only using the mitzvah item as a tashmish of chol. Right? It's considered a bizayin if I have an item that's really a mitzvah item and now I'm using it for my own purposes. Over here, I'm also using a non-mitzvah item, so it's not as much a bizayin. If you hold it's a heker, if you hold you need an extra candle to show that it's a mitzvah, so then l'cha'ora, we're not working with the din of asur l'shtamish l'ora at all, and then, yeah, once you have the heker, you're allowed to use all the Chanukah candles. But if I hold like my Ran, the Ran that we spoke about at the beginning of the perek, where the Ran says that the reason why I need, the reason why I'm not allowed to be mishtamish l'or haner, is because the neiros have kedusha, no? Haneiros halalu kodeshim. And therefore, it's ke'ilu, I'm getting hana'ah from the Beis HaMikdash and stuff like that. So imkenim hadavarim, even though I have one non-hektish candle, I can't get a little bit of hana'ah from hektish. So this question, if you look in that Bir Halacha and Simin Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Dibra Masko Yiya, if you look in that Bir Halacha, he points out there's a machlokas haposkim, but when you have a ner nosaf, when you have the extra candle, are you allowed to get hana'ah from the other candles? The Ran over here, l'cha'ora, the two perushim that we have in the Ran, are disagreeing about this nekuda. If you're saying that when I have the candles on my table, so I'm going to be doing an Avera anyway, but even so, have a ner nosaf, so that means that the ner nosaf isn't really being matir my Avera. But if I hold, maybe, that I'm not doing an Avera when I have the ner nosaf, right? So we don't have to go as far as saying the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that there's no Isser l'shtamish l'ar haner when you have the extra candle. We could say, yeah, right? It's Isser l'shtamish, the Mordechai, excuse me, says there's no Isser l'shtamish l'ar haner when I'm lighting indoors. We could say when you light indoors, there still is an Isser l'shtamish l'ar haner. However, when you have the extra candle, you are removing that Isser. Whatever Avera there is, l'shtamish l'ar haner, does not exist when I have that extra candle. And that is totally in this machlokas, the machlokas between the Ramon, the Magen Avram, and the Lavash. The Mishnah Berurah gives you all the shittos over there in Tafresh Ayin Gimel. Okay, so again, let's just chazer. We have two ways of reading the Ran. Acharei keklos hakol. Am I doing an Avera when I have the candles inside with the extra candle, or am I not doing an Avera? And we have now two explanations about why I'm not doing an Avera. Either because when I light inside, there's no Isser l'shtamish l'ar haner at all, and I still need the extra candle, like as a heker thing. Alternatively, we're saying that the only reason I'm not doing an Avera is because I have the extra candle, and even though I'm getting hana'ah from everything, but hana'ah from everything is okay. The Isser is only to get hana'ah from Neros Chanukah. So far, so good? Now let's go back to our Gra, and who wants to plug this into the Gra that we began with tonight? Remember the Gra and his Girsa? This whole discussion, I think, could hinge on two words in the Gemara. L'hishtamish l'ora. So plug it in. The Gra is taking out the words l'hishtamish l'ora, no? L'shtamish la'ora means, just take the words, to use the ner Chanukah. Right? If I hold that sarich ner acheres l'hishtamish la'ora, the simple reading of those words is that when I have the ner acheres, I'm allowed to get hana'ah from the Chanukah candles also. But if I hold that I can never get hana'ah from the Chanukah candles, so the ner acheres is not matir l'hishtamish la'ora. The Gra, perhaps, is saying that l'hishtamish la'ora, to get hana'ah from a Chanukah candle, is usher no matter what. And the Ner Acheres is not going to be matir that. Again, and that's the same machlokas that we saw in that. Again, you should look up that Bir Halacha tomorrow night during Seder, right? But that's the machlokas that I'm referencing in that Bir Halacha in Tafresh Ayin Gimel Se'if Aleph Dibra Maschu Yiya. Good? Sounds good, ladies. Should we go on to My Chanukah? So I thought it was cute, like the title that I gave to my article of My Chanukah, M-Y. But the Gemara basically says, right, this is like a Gemara that you learned in, I don't know, 6th grade, 5th grade, whenever you encountered Chanukah for the first time. But the Gemara says, My Chanukah. Now, just like half a diuk over here, look at Rashi. How does Rashi understand the question of My Chanukah? Rashi writes, "Al ezer neis kavua." Which miracle did Chazal see fit to establish Chanukah because of? Apparently, Rashi is bothered by everyone and their aunt is bothered by the question, what is Chanukah because of? Is it because of the neis pach Hashem or the neis hanochama? So my Chanukah, according to Rashi, is, well, which miracle is the real miracle? Right? So the answer then of the Gemara is, it is the neis pach Hashem. That's the real answer of the Gemara according to Rashi. Nachon? If you look in the Ran, right, the Ran doesn't, I just noticed this today, right, look at the Ran, it's the same page where we were up to a minute ago. My Chanukah. Al-Iza Dovar, right? So Rashi by us is saying Al-Iza Nais. And the Ran is saying Al-Iza Dovar. Now, I could take this in a few different ways. There is a discussion that some of the poskim have regarding establishing Yom HaAtzmaut. And one of the points that people make is that who says Yom HaAtzmaut? Who says establishing Medinat Yisrael was a Nais? We can only establish a Yontif when there is a miracle, let's say. And wars are not miracles. Because war is the type of thing that, you know what, if you're more talented, you have better weapons, you're smarter, you could win even if you're outmatched. War is not a miracle. Now, it could be that Rashi and the Ran are disagreeing about that Nakuda, whether I consider war to be a miracle when you win when you're outmatched. But alternatively, we could say as follows, and this is going to take us the direction I want to go, that one could learn this Gemara, that everybody knows that Chanukah was established because of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, which basically meant that because there was a war, and there was a time when we didn't have access to the Beis HaMikdash, we couldn't use the Beis HaMikdash, and then we win and now we could use it. So therefore, we celebrate the victory of Chanukah. However, how do you know that this was like an act that the Ravona Chanukah was putting into place? How do you know that Chanukah isn't just another natural occurrence? So the Neis Pach HaShemen is Megala, that the war was really a miracle as well. So one could argue, perhaps, that the Al-Ezer Dovar Kav'uha, the Ran is really saying, why did they establish a Yontif because of this war? What was the indication that this war was worthy of establishing a Yontif? So for that, we're saying it's a Neis Pach HaShemen. You see, Al-Hanisim only talks about the Milchama, no? Etc. The Gemara is only talking about the Neis Pach HaShemen. It's like they're speaking two different languages. But maybe the Pashtus is that they're establishing the Yontiv just because of the Milchama. But how did Chazal know that this Milchama is worthy of establishing a Yontiv because of? Jews have won many wars. We don't establish a yontif every time we win the war. The answer is the Neis Pach HaShemen kind of indicated to us that we should establish a yontif because of the Milchama. Again, that's another broad point. Okay. Now, the point I wanted to make on this Gemara is the Gemara says here, let's just read it inside, my Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanon. Now, this Tanur Rabbanon, by the way, is probably the oldest rabbinic Jewish source around. This is coming from Megillas Tainus, which is earlier than Mishnayos. Right? Megillas Tainus is the earliest rabbinic Jewish source. It goes back to all the Yamim Tovim that they had in the second Beis HaMikdash because of various miracles. So the Megillas Tainus writes, on the Chaf Hei B'Kislev Yomei D'Chanukah T'man Ya'enon, there are 8 days of Chanukah on the 25th of Kislev. That probably means beginning of the 25th of Kislev. It doesn't mean that on the 25th you have 8 days. Just word to the wise. And D'lo'ol Misbad B'Hon, D'lo'ol His'anos B'Hon. You don't give a hesped and you don't fast. Why does the Gra take out D'lo'ol His'anos B'Hon? So in my Gemara, they have a note that in the Megillas Tainus, it doesn't say D'lo'ol His'anos B'Hon. But the Pashtus is that there are certain days in Judaism when we're not allowed. If I'm not allowed to give a hesped, of course I'm not allowed to fast on that day. I'll say it like that. There are days that I'm not allowed to fast and I still can give a hesped. Right? But if I can't give a hesped, for sure I'm not allowed to fast. So therefore, it's redundant. So the Gemara then says, the Yevonim enter the Hechel. The Yevonim, by the way, are not the Greeks the way we usually think of them. It's the Seleucid Greeks, whatever it is. They're metame all the oil in the Hechel. Kol hashmanim shebehechel. Apparently there are many different types of oil, because there's oil in the Hechel that they would store for the Menachos, and there's oil that they would store in the Hechel for the menorah, and then metame all of that oil. Ukshagavim alchus beis chashmonoi v'natzchum unetzachum badkuv lomatzchum pach echad shel shemen shahayim unafachos samo shokayin gadol v'lohayim ba'alahadak ne yom echad nasa bonesa likum menu shmoni yomim l'shana acheres kva'um v'asa'um yomim tovim b'halayo v'hoda'ah. So Gemara says the next year they established the yontiv with halayel and hoda'ah. And how does Rashi understand Halel v'Hoda'ah? So Rashi understands Halel v'Hoda'ah means that you say Halel on Chanukah and you say Al Hanisim. So the Yontif of Chanukah was established for Halel and Al Hanisim. And Nishalat HaSheilah, that the one glaring omission is Ner is Chanukah. Right? You're missing the basic thing. What happened to the Chanukah candles? Right? It says Halel v'Hoda'ah. It doesn't say the Ner. Now, half a point is worth noting, that the Rambam, does the Rambam assume that Al Hanisim is part and parcel of the Yontif of Chanukah? So in my article, I pointed out that where does the Rambam quote Al Hanisim? Is it in Hilchas Chanukah? Hilchas Tefillah. Nowhere in, right, Hilchas Chanukah does the Rambam say you have to say Al Hanisim. So you get the impression that Al Hanisim for the Rambam is not what I would call a halacha of Chanukah. It's not a din in Chanukah. Al Hanisim is a din in tefillah. On special days, right, the Rambam says, on special days when I daven a little differently. So in Rosh Chodesh, I say Yalav Yavol. And on Chanukah, I say Al Hanisim. But it's not a din of Chanukah. It's a day of marking that this day is a little bit different. It's not part of the Iker Takana of Chanukah, because if it would be L'cha'ora, we'd expect this halacha to be in Hilchas Chanukah. Okay. How come Hadlukas Neros is not mentioned? So we could argue one of two things. The argument that I was trying to make is, one of my former students told me that he shared this idea with Rabbi Meir Tursky, and Rabbi Tursky felt it was very disrespectful. I'm not exactly sure why. I actually liked the idea. But probably shouldn't say that. Okay, but who read my article? What was I trying to say? Liat.
you were positing that Halakha Neir wasn't originally instituted as a mitzvah for
Chanukah. In other words, when the Chachamim of that generation established Chanukah, they didn't establish Hadlakas Neiros, because I don't need Hadlakas Neiros. Hadlakas Neiros is a replica of what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, when they still had a Beis HaMikdash, and they're lighting candles, so I don't need to light candles at home, because I got the real McCoy in the temple. That was what I was trying to argue. And, you know, we saw a few examples of how Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah is a replica of what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, and presumably if it's a replica of what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, so they didn't do it while there was a Beis HaMikdash, right? The Ran that we quoted a few minutes ago, about HaNeiros HaLolo Kodesh Heim, and that's why it's also L'shtamish Ar HaNeir, the idea is that they're carrying the dinim of the Beis HaMikdash Neiros to the Neiros at home. We noted in that article how that's why I make the bracha L'hadlik Neir Shel Chanukah rather than Al Hadlokas Neir Chanukah, right? Because L'hadlik is something that you cannot do Ayudei Shaliach. In the Beis HaMikdash, they couldn't do it Ayudei Shaliach, right? The Kohen had to do it. You couldn't appoint someone else to do it, right? These are some of the points that we wanted to make. And I think that could be why Hadlakas Neiros is not included as part of the original mitzvah of Chanukah, which, by the way, is a complete game changer. Because, like, when you think of Chanukah, usually you think of, oh, you light candles, right? Chanukah, you light the menorah, right? That's what Rabbi Shmuel Butman sings all the time on 880, right? So, you have no idea what I'm talking about. That's fine. The Lubavitch Youth Organization has an ad that they always have on. You guys probably don't listen to the radio as much as I do, because when you drive, you need to listen to the radio because you can't watch TV. Yeah. Michal.
No, why would
that
be Shalom Sachem for something that wasn't even
Mitzvah? Well, again, Chazal, later on, when they instituted Hadlakas Neiros, so they decided to institute it with a lot of severity. And they said, oh, you're also going to be Shalom Sachem. Well, they want to make sure that you'll do it. Maybe that's precisely the point. That because it wasn't part of the original Chanukah, so why do I do it now? How do I know that people will do it now? So we give it extra. One could argue, though, a little differently. It could be that the Yontif of Chanukah, like we said before, and like we quoted, that's an Aruch HaShulchan who says the Yontif is really because of the Mochama. Is there any connection to Hadlokas Neiros and the Mochama? Hallel, I understand, is connected to the Mochama. Al Hanisim, the whole thing is about the Mochama. Does Hadlokas Neiros have anything to do with the Mochama? So L'cha'ora, the answer is no. So one could argue that if the takana of Chanukah is because of the Mochama, and the Nes Pach HaShemen is just a simen that the Mochama is worth establishing a yontif because of, so therefore they didn't institute a mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeir on Chanukah, because the yontif of Chanukah they're establishing is because of the war. And lighting the candles has nothing to do with the war. Now, does that make sense? The reason why the Braisa doesn't say lighting candles is because lighting candles, because we're talking about my Chanukah, what's the Yontif of Chanukah? We all, in other words, how come they established a Yontif for the war? And since the Yontif is established because of the war, so therefore, since the Yontif is established because of the war, therefore the Hadlakas Neiros doesn't commemorate the war at all. That could be the pshat. Now it happens that when you read the Rambam, you get the impression that at least to a limited extent, b'ze'er anpin, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros is a commemoration of the Neis HaMolchama. Does anyone want to try to plug this one in? This is a little hard. How can Hadlakas Neiros commemorate the victory of the Mochama? So if you look in the Rambam, if you have these razzle dazzle gemaras, it's like on page 18 and 19 in the back. The Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph Beis and Gimel of Nero of Chanukah. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph Beis and Gimel. Okay, so let's read this together. Okay, halacha aleph. B'baya sheni kishemalche yavon gazu gezeres ha-Yisrael. Right? U'bitlu datam v'lo hinichu osam lasuk b'tor b'mitzvus. During B'baya sheni, the Seleucid Greeks tried to eradicate the religion, and they did not allow us to study Torah and to do any mitzvos. By the way, this is against the Medrash, who says that the Yevonim wanted to get rid of Shabbos, Mila, Rosh Chodesh. From the Rambam, you get the impression that Yevonim wanted to be Mevatel Datam, V'lo Hinichu Osam Lasuk B'Torah B'Mitzvos. Don't do anything. U'pashtu Yadam B'Mimonam U'Bivnoseihem. The Yevonim took away our money. I thought that this is the pshat, at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, the Rambam writes that there's a special mitzvah of Tzedakah on Chanukah. The reason why we have to have a special mitzvah of tzedakah is because they wanted to take away all of our money. So therefore we show, right? No, we'll get them. We live in Englewood, right? We're going to get them back. Okay, maybe that's a shot. I don't know. Right? You get the impression that the Yevonim had a concerted effort to be metame all that was tahar. One of their goals, right, it's not just, like in our Gemara, you get an impression that they happened to go in and they were metame, the Shemen. The Rambam is saying, no, this was b'miskaven. They went to be metame, the Shemen. If that's the case, if our diuk in the Rambam is correct, so then the hadlokas neros, with the Shemen Tahar, with the one jug of oil Tahar that they found, that halukas neros is actually a way of showing that the Yevonim did not succeed in their mochama. That's our way of showing that we won the war. How do I know we won the war? Because we did halukas neros, and we still do halukas neros to show that we won. Because they were trying to be mevatel all of the taharos, and by lighting the Chanukah candles, what we are doing is we are demonstrating that their milchama against us was unsuccessful. Maybe that's the pshat in this. Again, this is all conjecture, but we have to say goodnight because there's a 8:15 travel. Okay, have a good evening.